WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
So many StoryCorps Chicago conversations spring from a chance encounter that is memorable for both people. That's the case in this story. Ellen Hughes' son, Walker, is a gentle 35-year-old man with autism. He's a big guy who has difficulty verbalizing his thoughts. Back in 2019, Walker became violent toward his parents after taking a new medicine. They rushed him to the emergency room at Loyola University Medical Center. On the way in, Walker bit his mother's hand, drawing blood. He was quickly surrounded by public safety officers in bulletproof vests. One of them was Sergeant Keith Miller. Ellen Hughes recalled with Sergeant Miller how events unfolded that day, starting with Walker's reaction to the medication.
Suddenly, my sweet guy is racing back and through the house, saying, "Doctor, hospital, what's what?" So we're driving at rush hour to a hospital. He's screaming and grabbing me, and we're just scared to death.
Right.
Because he's been handcuffed to gurneys in emergency rooms. When he was a little boy, an officer got on his back, and everyone just stood away from him and looked at him like he was a lizard or something. Yeah.
Usually we have patients with issues like Walker was dealing with. People want to restrain them and heavily medicate them. But I saw something different. You guys wanted us to help you solve a problem. I started to feel like putting Walker in restraints would not solve that problem. Being a father of a child who has autism, well, my son is 14. One day, my son is going to be that age.
As a father of a child with autism, you probably know how tricky meds can be.
Yes.
Here I've got this 6'3" son who is the sweetest guy on earth.
Yeah.
But only we know that day. And we show up at a hospital and he just attacked me and I'm bleeding all over the place and screaming because it really hurt. Mm-hmm. And all I can think is, they're going to kill him. So I'm yelling out, "He's a really nice guy. Don't let him bite you."
Yeah,
which
no,
is
I remember.
Kind of, you know, sure, Mom, sure. And I see like five guys on him.
Yeah.
And I think, this will not end well.
Right.
I'm sitting there brokenhearted, scared out of my mind, bleeding.
Yeah.
But suddenly I hear this cute game.
Right.
Where he's trying to escape and you're going, "Walker gets up. Walker sits down.
Yes.
Walker scoots back. Walker lies down."
Yeah.
And I look and he's beaming and he's high-fiving every single officer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started singing harmony. You're singing Mr. Rogers with these men. And then to cheer me up, you're singing James Brown.
Right.
And I'm like, "Oh, one for Mommy."
Right.
And he went from being terrified to feeling like he had cool friends, cool guys.
Right.
They were hanging out with him.
I was just simply doing what I do. And that's part of the reason why I love my job.
But nobody else does what you do, frankly. I've been a lot of ERs.
Yeah.
And some people have been kind of nice.
Yeah.
I never sat there and felt like this is one of the most important moments of my life.
Yeah.
That I'm looking at some of the best people I'll ever see again.
I saw this man who was dealing with something he just did not understand.
Yes.
I said, "This is an opportunity." As special as the singing was, it was natural. As special as the dancing was, and I was so glad no one got me doing that split. That James Brown split that I did. I was so glad. We were looking through. We were trying to find a video. We couldn't find a video.
He's never been willing to get on the stretcher, lie down on a gurney, be strapped down, or get in an ambulance. But after you guys set it up, sounds like fun to him. And he got up there and they strapped him down and he's got this great anticipatory smile on his face like, "Who's going to love me and be my pal next?"
Since our story aired, Walker, because of his experience with Keith and the others, is now in love with police officers. And he thinks hospitals are great. Luckily, we haven't been in one. That was one of the happiest experiences of his life. Every time he sees a police officer, he smiles. And Keith Miller, because of the international attention this story got an incredible promotion and is now in Seattle at a great new job. And Seattle turns out to be the best city in the country for autism. So his son, who has autism, just got a great new life, too.
That was Ellen Hughes talking about Sergeant Keith Miller. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You can continue to preserve stories with your loved ones through the StoryCorps app or StoryCorps Connect. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org/participate.